Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with them. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came, touched them, and said, "Arise, do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This story of the Transfiguration is found in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's not mentioned in John's Gospel. And only Matthew adds the line, the voice coming from the cloud, "Listen to him." Remember, Matthew writes to a Jewish audience. That was a frequent Old Testament admonition. This all took place atop Mount Tabor in Israel. If you ever go there, you get to the top of Mount Tabor by taxi, and it's the most frightening ride of your life. Going up the mountain, it's 90-degree turns all the way, and they go up that mountain 30, 40 miles an hour, and all you look off on this side is a straight cliff, no guardrails, nothing. And then coming around the bend are taxis coming back down, and you wonder how they miss one another. When you get to the top, there's a large Roman arch that dates from about the 400s. And when you go through that, there's a broad street made out of huge cobblestones. And on either side of the street are the ruins of antique buildings, again dating from the 400s and 500s. As you get about two-thirds of the way down, on the right-hand side is a building that is marked as a Franciscan monastery. And across from it is a building marked as a Russian Orthodox monastery. All of the shrines in the Holy Land are managed by three religious groups, the Latins, which is we Roman Catholics, and the Franciscans do those, the Russian Orthodox, and the Coptics, which is a small Christian sect out of Egypt. And none of them get along with one another. At the far end of this broad boulevard is the Church of the Transfiguration. It's a very strange building. You go into it, and you start walking down the steps, and they go down, down, and the altar is on a bridge across the top of it. It's a very strange building. We came out of the church and were walking back to get the taxi, and out of the Franciscan monastery came a young Franciscan priest, probably in his mid-30s. And he came up to us, he was from New Jersey, and very friendly began to chatter. And he was telling us that when you're assigned up there, the assignment is for a full year. And he said that he had 5 more weeks to go, and he was counting the days, because he said, "I've never been so lonely in my life." He said, "You people come during the day, and then you leave, and I'm up here alone." As we were talking, I noticed the Orthodox monk in a rose garden in front of his monastery right across the street. And so I said to this friendly Franciscan priest, "Well, do you guys eat meals together or something?" And he looked at me very puzzled, and he said, "Who, him?" He said, "I've never even met him." How in the name of God can you say you present in a place made sacred by the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and then go into that church and worship him every day and not speak to your neighbor? Religion isn't performing perfunctory rituals. Religion isn't keeping rules and laws. Religion is a transformation of my heart. And all religion is a map. It's a guide to get me to a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. It's like the star that led the Magi to the infant. The star was not the end in itself, the infant was. Religion is not an end in itself, an encounter with Jesus is. And if we want to be religious, we first welcome the stranger. We feed the hungry. We clothe the naked. And then we worship God. Amen.